Good morning, this is Jack Llewellyn, and you're listening to Chamber Chat here on KIUP. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. Miriam with the COG.
Hi there.
So, I'm going to dive right in. COG, I think of, you know, gears or something. So yeah. What does the COG stand for?
COG is Council of Governments, and they exist everywhere in the country. Including
really?
Southwest Colorado and all over the rest of the state.
Well, let me ask you then. So, what communities are involved with the COG? Is it kind of like the blueprint of Region 9? What is it?
It is the blueprint. We're the same footprint of Region 9, and there are 17 different governmental jurisdictions, including the tribes that are eligible members of the Southwest COG.
Wow! So you guys are big.
We have a very large area. It's 6,500 square miles.
Interesting. So. What are your, I guess, kind of for like a question, what's your mission statement? I mean, when you look at it, and are you here to, you know, help the counties grow, the cities grow, all the municipalities? Are you a harmonious team builder? What do you do?
What do I do? How much time do we have?
Right now we have about 14 minutes.
The Southwest COG is a convener of various jurisdictions to mm-hmm. work on challenging problems, problems that cross multiple yeah. governments, so that cross county lines, that cross municipality and county lines.
Okay.
So where that we need, there needs to be another party to help facilitate that discussion
right.
or move things, you know, to create that solution.
So you're bringing all the different entities together to make one voice for all the different entities. So let me ask you this. Are you involved with transportation?
Yes.
Okay. How about healthcare?
Indirectly. How's that?
All right. Housing?
Yes.
Really? Broadband?
Just slightly. Absolutely. We do a lot of broadband.
Homelessness?
That's part of the housing discussion.
So, I've kind of rattled off a few things, and you're involved in all of those.
Mm-hmm. Do you want the official 6 goals?
Yeah.
We work on, and I have to remember these in alphabetical order,
okay.
Aging, environment, housing, transportation, telecommunications, and tourism.
Wow. So when you do all of this, I mean, what's it like? Let me back up. I just saw in the newspaper that Durango has opted out of the COG.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a big impact to what you guys, the bigger picture, or is that an okay thing?
It's an okay thing. Every jurisdiction has to decide what their budget and what their mm-hmm. priorities are.
Right.
And if their priorities do not involve those things that we work on, then that's absolutely okay.
Okay. Well, I'm looking, going homeless and transportation and broadband. Well, okay. Anyway, I'm not going to go down that route maybe, but so how do you guys determine in setting those priorities? I mean, and you have a board of directors, obviously.
Yeah, we have a board that's made up of the various jurisdictions that are members.
Uh-huh.
They appoint an elected official and a staff member as usually a primary and an alternate in mm-hmm. case somebody can't be there. There's continuation of that information. They make decisions. We do a board retreat every year to decide on short-range goals, and then everything we do has to fit under those 6 sort of larger, lofty goals.
Okay. Now, along that lines, how do you guys, your budget, does it come from support of the different jurisdictions, so to speak? Is it, you know, state money, federal money?
All of the above. The members pay a dues mm-hmm. to the COG. Then we also have state and federal funding that we get. We have funding for transportation. We have funding for transit studies. We currently have funding for the Homeland Security
okay.
and for incident management teams. We work a lot with our first responders and our public safety folks.
Right.
We have funding for...
state funding. Well, I kind of threw you a curveball there. So let's say when you identify, you know, an issue, and I'm going to say the housing issue, how do you prioritize what those, you know, with housing, how do you attack that and say, all right, we are in Cortez, we're in, you know, Pagosa, we're in Durango, we're in Bayfield, all these different areas that you cover. How do you take that on? Because you can't solve it for all of them.
That's an excellent question. That's one of the hardest parts of this is that we have these really challenging, multifaceted problems that are a lot harder to fix. And that's right. One of the reasons that the COG is tasked with them, because we're a bigger organization than any one agency. So right now we actually just applied for funding, and we'll hear back in a few months for a housing plan for the 5-county area.
Oh, okay.
And that includes looking at transportation, the housing itself, access to healthcare, access to broadband, and working with the private sector, the business community, to make sure that it fits within the community's needs and locations and things like that. So it becomes this multi-sector approach.
Wow. That's I'm just sitting here. You know, the chamber, we have 800 members, and it's hard to meet the needs of all those 800 members. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, some people may, like you're talking about, the same issues. You know, okay, we need broadband, or we need, lower cost housing for our worker bees, things of that nature. So how do you get that consensus? I mean, that, you're like a ringmaster.
Some days I feel like a cat herder.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the goal is to try to understand all the various needs in each community, and make sure that if we're doing these multi-county plans, that the needs fit the community, and it's not a top-down approach. It's a lot of meetings. It's a lot of grassroots. It's a lot of that consensus building to understand what the needs actually are.
So then you reach out then, like you mentioned, to the private sector. If you say, okay, well, you know, there's ABC business that might be able to meet and fulfill that need. I mean, and then you hook them up with the right government?
Yeah, actually, we've done that with some of the broadband work that we've done. We work with the private sector and the public sector, and a lot of the nonprofit sector in that world, because it's a complicated and intimidating space for a lot of people.
Right.
And so trying to just help with the education and encouraging the various sectors to actually communicate with each other.
Interesting. Now, how long have you been doing this?
5 years, almost exactly.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow will be 5-year anniversary.
Wow. So, well, you're right at 5 years. Well, congratulations. And, you know, I again, just because trying to, you know, herd the cats and, you know, get everybody at the same table. So I mentioned, you know, with Region 9, so you work closely, I'm assuming, with, you know, Laura Marchino over at Region 9.
Yeah, they're our sister agency. So we work very closely on various projects. And with that housing plan, we actually worked with them. With our broadband, we work with them as well, things like that. Okay. Almost everything we do has some sort of influence of economic development. So as a regional agency, we work closely with them.
Now, do you allow private sectors to be members?
No, but I would encourage...
What do you got against them? I'm just kidding you. Go ahead. I interrupted. Sorry.
I would encourage the private sector to come to our meetings if anybody wants more meetings.
So they're open.
Yep. We are a division of local government.
Okay.
And I would absolutely encourage anybody to come along, and that way you can see how the region works as a whole, and as we work together to try to solve these challenging problems.
Do you cross state line over in New Mexico by chance?
You know, that's an interesting question. We've been working with them a little bit recently, because San Juan County and Farmington and our economy up here in Colorado are so closely linked.
Right.
So, and we're having some of the same challenges of the loss of oil and gas, and also drought and lack of winter and fires and all that kind of fun stuff.
Well, and it's, you know, the only thing that kind of separates us is that state line.
Yeah.
You know, and we all know that, you know, the yellows come up here, yellow plates is what I'm referring to, but New Mexico comes up here to, you know, for the entertainment and the restaurants and, you know, local shopping experience, and we go down there for the big buys, so to speak, whether it's Sam's Club Run, things of that nature.
Absolutely.
And
ahead. So we've actually been talking a lot about how that would look, because it is sort of that proverbial line in the sand, if you will, sometimes literal in this part of the world. And so we've been discussing what that might look like as more of a regional discussion and not just stopping at state lines. We actually have a transit plan that is looking at the entire Four Corners right now.
Okay.
And that should be finished in a few weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now when you mentioned it, will that be posted on your website?
Absolutely.
And what is your website?
SWCCOG.org.
So SWCCOG.org. So let me guess, Southwest Colorado Council of Governments.
Yeah.
That's what that stands for.
Yep.
Got to have acronyms in the world of economic development. So let me ask you this, in your 5-year tenure, what are some of the success stories that you've been able to say, wow, here are some things that we've, you know, been involved in, here's some things that we brought to the table that came fruition? Because with government, it does move slow.
It does move slow. And sometimes that's very infuriating, even those for those of us in the governmental sphere.
Mm-hmm.
We finished a a regional broadband plan to look at how we can impact and create more accessibility and, the triple crown of broadband, uh-huh. affordable, redundant, and abundant broadband. And so looking at how we can do that and then partnering with our folks over at CDOT and creating this regional plan in which we have applied for $11 million, I think, of federal funding to work on that.
Wow. $11 million pumping back into the economy.
Absolutely.
And with that, because CDOT obviously has the right-of-ways and the easements, so that's why you work with them, I'm assuming.
Yes, and CDOT's actually working very, very heavily on trying to create their smart roads, if you will. Mm-hmm. So all of these connected and autonomous vehicles have actually something to connect to. It needs fiber because the wireless connections out here, our cell phones, don't cover all of our roads.
Yeah.
And it would overwhelm the cell phone system with how much data these cars put out.
I'm still not using one of those cars going over Wolf Creek or Red Mountain.
They're supposedly safer, but I'm with you on that.
I just want my hands on the wheel and the braking system. So again, I'm talking to Miriam from the Council of Governments, and the website is swccog.org.
Yep.
And you have the financing, the broadband as one of the examples of what you've worked on, $11 million. What is your annual budget approximately?
Our annual budget right now is a little over $500,000. We're a pretty small organization tasked with some of the more complicated and challenging problems to solve.
Now, I'm assuming that doesn't include grants that you get.
And those are variable. Our budget it varies year to year significantly based on those grants. We run on a less than 10% overhead.
Wow. Wow.
We're very efficient.
Lean and mean. So do you have any employees?
We do. There's a total of four of us.
Okay.
And that includes myself, the executive director, our accountant / HR, uh-huh. Sarah, and our admin assistant and whiz bang gal. She's awesome at everything.
Yeah.
She does most of our transportation as well. That's Jessica. And then we have an intern as well.
Wow. Now you mentioned that your meetings are open to the public. Do you meet on a monthly basis, quarterly?
We meet on a monthly basis, except for in the months of July and October.
Oh, okay.
We skip July because our board meetings are typically the first Thursday of the month.
Right.
And that usually interferes with Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
And we don't want to, everybody's on vacation and things like that.
So, and do you move those meetings around the community? Can you check it out on the website to find out where the meetings are?
Yeah. It lists the meetings for that. It lists our transportation meetings because we have separate transportation planning meetings. We also have separate transit meetings. Yeah, we run. We have a lot of meetings.
Sure, like me, you're a professional meeting goer.
Meeting provider or runner, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and trying to maneuver all those parts and get them all, so to speak, to come together.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Looking in the future, we got about a minute left, so I got to answer, the big question. Looking in the future, what is probably the number one issue that we're facing here in Southwest Colorado?
I'm going to say affordability.
Okay.
And everything that we work on actually relates to that. So people who have access to internet at home, it increases, or access to broadband at home, it increases their home prices by up to 5%, or their home values by 5%, mm-hmm. I should say. But those people also are able to bring their jobs from outside of the area, which typically pay higher than local wages. And so they're able to push that money back into our economy.
Okay.
It's access to healthcare. It's access to education. It's access to economic development. How do you apply for a job? It's all online. It's also access to criminal justice system.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of lawyers in some places of this area, of the region.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So being able to contact a lawyer for whatever you might need, and it becomes access to transportation.
Right.
So affordability that is then linked to connectivity and broadband.
Wow. So, and it's interesting because a lot of what you're talking about, I've heard, I've been in this job for 10 years, mm-hmm. a lot of the same things, but then trying to get the needle to move a little bit, and it's like, this is like watching paint dry or, dog hair molasses, as an old boss of mine used to say. What's your website one more time?
SWCCOG.org.
All right. And is there a phone number you want to give out?
It's on our website, as is an email to get a hold of any of us.
Awesome. Well, go check out the website, SWCCOG.org. Find out what the Council of Government's doing here in Southwest Colorado. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
We didn't have enough time to even get into the, what we need to get into. All right. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. We're going to send it back to the studios. Have a great day.